Congress returned to Washington this week, and while some had hopes of seeing work take place on the Farm Bill, others knew the chances of passing one were slim in the short time that they will be there before breaking again before the elections. Executive Director of Legislative Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Christina Butts, talks about Congress's work on passing a continuing resolution in order to just keep the government operating.
Because Congress was not able to move forward on any individual appropriation bills, they are looking at one larger package known as the Continuing Resolution, or the CR, that will fund the federal government at current program levels through March the 27th.
As we know, the current Farm Bill expires at the end of the month, and it appears unlikely Congress will approve a new one before Election Day or the November-December lame duck session. But Butts updates where we stand on the 2012 Farm Bill.
We've been pushing Congress, as well as our grassroots, have been reaching out to the members of Congress during August recess and asking them to consider the 2012 Farm Bill. This bill has passed the full Senate. A different version did pass the House Agriculture Committee, but yet it has not been considered on the House floor. Now, should Congress feel that they don't have the votes or they can't move this forward, we are engaging on conversations to talk about an extension. So the fate of the Farm Bill is yet to be determined, but it is a priority for NCBA.
Ag groups across the country continue to push Congress to pass a new Farm Bill before their current session ends next Friday, as farmers and ranchers from across the country rallied on Capitol Hill this past Wednesday. The event was endorsed by nearly 90 organizations representing commodity and specialty crops, livestock, dairy, consumers, state and local governments, energy and bio-based products, farm cooperatives, and financial groups. Various speakers addressed the crowd of nearly 500 farmers, including Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.